here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We had heard in the Gemara that Rav Huna Elmanta de Bengaraya from our Mishnah Eratefis Labalchay B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim Rizkone. And that is why any yochel achzer by Eved. And Rabbi Yirmiyah told him that's not true. Hochi yomer Rabbi Yochanan atayves lebalchoy v'mokim shechav lacherem loikon. Im taima mishnoseinu, I the Mishnah says any yochel achzer by koloimer tnu koimer schudom. That he's not tayves for the Eved. No, the Odin is making him shliach liskois ba'at ha'eved. And if it's a schus to be yaitze lecheres, so we say zoch al Odom shaloi b'fonav. Now let us see teisves, a teifes lebalchoi v'mokim shechav lecherem leikon. So teisves says, afilu oso shliach. Afilu, he made him a shliach. The malve made this third person a shliach to be taifis from the leive. That also won't help. Kidemuchach bepeirik ha-koisei, and taisis being zarayif and agmoring subits. Kabeyemer bar-choshel da-omalei le-shluchei. It was a ship that belonged to a leive. The leive had died. And Yemer Barchoshu made a shliach to chap the ship. Yemer Barchoshu was a malve. And they told him there's a chasoran of teifes lebalchoy b'mokim shechav lacherim. There are other malves involved, and they said he was not bekoyach to chap the ship for Yemer Barchoshu. So we see that a filu aso shliach will also not help. But the loike perish Rashi, the Pirish prepare Kama the Bob Metziya. This is not like Rashi. The Ba'aso Shliach Lukulaon Mekon. Rashi says that the Homach Lekis of Taifis Labal Chayv is only if he's coming on his own accord to be Taifis for a Malve, so then there's a Din Lekon. But if the Malve made him a shliach to chab, then he will be kind. So Taisvi says, da'im chilik. Da'afilu, da'im chilik. Now Taisvi says, that's the first of all, we have a kasha from a Gemara in Ksubis, enough from the Gemara in Ksubis that he made him a shliach. And it doesn't help. Then Taisva says that filu loyos, that's akasha of Bekiyas, a Gemara in Ksubis. Now Taisva says akasha in Lomdes. That filu loyoso shliach. That filu he didn't make him a shliach. Shluchayu, the schia mitam shliches, ki the mucha pei kamad abob metziye, beperik ein bein hamuda. So the Ktais explains what Taisvis Kasha is on Rashi. The Ktais is Simen Kuf Hesef Kotn Aleph. So he explains what Taisvis Kasha is and how we can fa'em for Rashi. Taisvis understood the lomdis of Zachin La'odam Shalai Befono is because it's a non-sadi. If he would have known, he would have made him a shliach. So even though he didn't make him a shliach, but it's just like he made him a shliach, because that's the lomdis of Zachin La'odam Shalai Befono. Because if he would have known, he would have made him a shliach. So it comes out the holding of Zachin La'odam Shalai Befono is, it's ke'ilu aso shliach, and that's the taich zechiyah mitam shliches, that's what Taisin understood.
So Taisis in Lomdus is asking Amira de Kekasha. So Taisis says, so what is the difference that Schiya should not help and Shlichas does help? Schiya mitam Shlichas. Schiya is that even though there wasn't a Beferish and Minui Shal Shlichas, but it's Keilo Aso Shlichas. So if he may, and if it doesn't help, so why should Aso Shlichas help? That's Taisis Kasha and Rashi. So the Ktzeis wants to say Rashi did not learn like that. Bemison, Rashi learned with this alimut of Zachlod Mishloi Bethonov, the Gemara in Kedushin learns out from a posik. And this is a naya parsha of Schiyah. Zachim la'odom Mishloi Bethonov. The mocking schus, I could be Zeche for someone else. Schiyah mitam shlichas means it has the gedorim of shlichas, like if ein shlichas la'akum, ein schiyah la'akum. But not that, but schiyah is a new parsha. And Rashi held that the whole parsha of zochin la'odom shaloi b'fonav was said, if this is a pure schus. But if this is a schus for one person, we're stepping on the toes of someone else, then there's no parsha of zochin l'odom shaloi b'fonav. That is the lomdus of a teifis l'bal choy v'mokim shechav l'achirim loikone, because the parsha of schiyah cannot apply here, because even though this is a schus for one person, it's a chav, it's a hefsa to someone else. So therefore, the parsha of zochin l'odom doesn't apply. But Rashi holds if you made him a shliya, so this is if you made him a shliya, so why shouldn't it help? That's how Rashi learns that. That is Pshat and Rashi and Bava Metzia. Vim Taima. Now Taisus asks the Kasha. The Hocha Koma Rav Yechanan, a Taifis la Balchoy, the Mokim Shachav la Cherim Loikot. Here Rav Yechanan says it doesn't help. Bekam de bom metzie kasova mat bie metzie la chaveiroi kone chaveiroi. In bom metzie he holds that if a person picks up a metzie for someone else, is kone chaveiroi. And there's a machlekes there, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda hold loy kone chaveiroi. And the reason of Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda is because Atoifis labalchoy b'mokim shechav l'acherim loikone. That means, Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda said, that if a person picks up a mitzvah, so I want to be zeicha, Reuven picks up a mitzvah, I want to be zeicha for Shimon, so by being zeicha for Shimon, you're chav l'levi. Now Levi can't pick up the mitzvah. That's been megashim, didn't you? Levi is coming, he wants to pick up the mitzvah. No, I'll pick it up, I'll be zeicha for Shimon. So he's chav l'levi. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda hold amagbi metziyah lechaveiroi loikon lechaveiroi, because teifis lebalchoy b'mokim shechav lacherem loikon. Rav Yochanan holds over them bob metziyah amagbi metziyah lechaveiroi kon lechaveiroi. In the same Rav Yochanan holds a teifis lebalchoy b'mokim shechav lacherem loikon. So teifis asks, so something's wrong here. Here he holds loikon, the by teifis lebalchoy, and he also may be mitzi chaveire, kona chaveire, even though it is a teifis lebalchoy. B'yesh loima, so teifis answers, the Rabbi Yochanan mechalek ben mitziye lebalchoy. Rabbi Yochanan differentiates between mitziye lebalchoy, the shani mitziye, the migu, the zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre. By metzia, there's a new factor that comes in. By metzia, if I'm picking up the metzia for Shimon, Reuven is picking up for Shimon, so if Reuven had wanted to, he could have taken it for himself. Migu di iboi zochi lenafshe. If he wanted to, he could have picked it up for himself. So instead of picking it up for himself, no, I'll pick it up for Shimon. So memele, there Rabbi Yochanan holds, there's no chesorin of teifis lebalchoy b'mokim shachav l'chayrim. And one of the hezberim of migu di boi zochi l'napshe is, that it's, at my schiyah is not called chav to you. If I wanted, I could take it for myself. So you're out of the picture. So I decided, instead of taking it for myself, I'll take it for Shimon. But this is not called Chav L'Acherim. The case of Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoifes L'Bal Choy, that means that there was a Loive that owed Reuven and owed Shimon, and Levi comes now with Chaps from the Loive. So Levi could never take for himself. So I'm taking it for Reuven. So this Tvisa for Reuven is a Chav to Shimon. But over here by Metzia, Rabbi Yochanan holds this alumnus of Migu, the boy Zochil and Amshe. I can take it for myself. So Memelis, it's not called Chav to you. You're out of the picture. Who says I'm Chav to you? If I wanted, I could take it for myself. So you're out of the picture. So I decided to take it for Shim. That Al-Taisva says Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. The Ramban in Bab Metzia says another Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. The Ramban in Bab Metzia says that Rabbi Yochanan holds this emachleikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chisden, Rav Nachman, if Magbiya Metzia Lachaveiroi is called Chav Lachayrim or is not called Chav Lachayrim. Rabbi Yochanan held when is it called Chav Lachayrim if the Achayrim had a schus momen in the dover hanitfas, and I'm taking away from them, I'm afkia from them their schus momen. That means atoyfes lebal choy. The case what Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about. You have a case that the loiva owes Reuven and Shimon. He owes Reuven money, he owes Shimon money. So Memela, they both have a shibud on the loive. Reuven has a shibud on the loive, and Levi has a shibud on the loive. And Shimon has a shibud on the loive. Now Levi goes in chaps for Reuven. So there he's being mafkia. The schus momen that Shimon had on the loive, he's meshubet nirsedinishin arevim loy. The loive is meshubet to Shimon. I mafkia your schusay momen that you possessed. You possess schusay momen by the loive. The loive was meshubet to you. I mafkia your schusay momen in chapping it for Reuven. There is a chesaron of teifes lebalchoy v'mokim shechav lachayim. That I should be mafkiya your schusay momen, only a baldova can do it. It means only Reuven can do it. Reuven is a baldova, he owes Reuven money, so Reuven can take for himself. Even though, because of that, Shimon will lose his schusim. I'm a baldova. But a fremde mensch who has no schusim whatsoever, you're not a baldova in this, so you can't be mafkiya my schusay momen. That is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan. Masha'en came by Metzia. If you would have picked it up, you would have become a millionaire. Fine. But you don't have any schusim in the Metzia. If you don't have any schusim, so Mamela, there is no problem of Teifus Lebal Choy B'mokim Shechab Lachem. That is the svara of Rabbi Yochanan. So Mamela, that's why he holds a Magbiya Metzia Lachaveiroi, Kone Chaveiroi. So Rabbi Reuven wants to say, with this, we can perhaps fa'emfa Tosfos Kasha from the Gemara in Ksubis on Rashi. He says, we have here two svaris in Tosfos Lebalchoy B'mokim Shechav Lachaveiroi. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda held, as we mentioned before, according to Rashi, that the whole din of Teufis Lebal Choy B'mokim Shechav L'Acherim is a halacha that in Zochin L'Odom, the parsha of Zochin L'Odom was only said if there will not be a hefset to anyone. If it's a pure schus, then there's a din of Zochin L'Odom Shloy B'fonom. If someone will lose because of the Zochin L'Odom, then there's no din of Zochin L'Odom. So Memele, Rav Nachman Rav Chisdahel, by Aveide, Lamaise, he doesn't have a schus momen, but because of Maisri, he's going to lose. There's no parsha of Zochin L'Odom. In Rav Nachman, in Rav Chisda, Rashi said, but if he made him a shliach. So then you don't have to come to the parsha of Zochen La'adam. Say, made him a shliach, so then there's no problem. So I might be a metzila chaveira, will become a chaveira. I feel according to Rav Nachman, Rav Chisdei. Rav Yoichene, and we pass in life Rav Yoichene, who is chaylik on Rav Nachman, Rav Chisdei. Rav Yoichenin svore, the way the Ramban says, pshat in Rav Yoichenin, that to be mafkia as chus momen that someone else has, you have to be a baldovo. You can't take off, if he's meshubet yene, you can't be mafkia his chus and take for him. In Rav Yoichenin svore, there's no difference between yoshliach and nashliach. The whole chilek, that means Rav Yochanan Svare is that only a baldova is bekoyach to mafkia this chus that Shimon has over this loive. If you're also a malva, so you can take away for yourself. But if you're not a baldova, so to take away from me, for Yenet, that you can't do. Rav Yochanan Svare, you need a baldova to be typhus. In Rav Yochanan, there's no chilik between shliach and not shliach. Rashi only said his svore, and Rabbi Reuven says it's very interesting. The only place in Shas where Rashi said a shliach will help, Rashi said this in Bab Metzia, are Rav Nachman and Rav Chisdei. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisdei were machadish a din that afilu by magbiyah metzia lachaveiroi leikon lachaveiroi. And then the Ktzai says pshat according to Rashi that it's a aloche in zochin la'adam. That Zochin La'adam is only when it's a pure schus if someone will suffer from this. There's no din of Zochin La'adam. So Rashi says, well, if it's a din in Zochin La'adam, a shliach will help. But Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of atayfus l'bal chayv b'mokim shechav l'cheirim is a different din in Gansen. It's not a din in Zochin La'adam. It's a din to be mafkia yenim schus emonim. You have to be a baldova. If that's the svore, so memela shliach also won't help. So Mamela the Gemara in Ksubis by Yemel Bachoshu. So there we're going Alibi the Hilchas, Alibi the Rav Yoichanan. Alibi the Rav Yoichanan, if only a Baldovo can be Mavkiyah the Schusay Momin of the other Malve, so then Ashliach also won't help. So forget, so the Gemara by Yemel Bachoshu, even though he made him Ashliach, the Gemara told the Shliach, Yer Taifis Labachoy Vimokim Shechav Lacherim Veloikonah. Let us go further. So, Rav Yirmiyah told Rav Huna that you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, that what it says by Eved, according to the Chomin and Yochel Achzabai, this is not because of the halacha of Taifus Baal Chay, B'mokim Shechav Lachayim, Kone, no, because since he told them ten, his ten is Kischi, so the Odin told him, be zeiche for the Yebet. So if it's a schus, it's a chen lovum shloi befonu. It says, nothing to do with teifus lebal choy. Kolo eimer tenu, ka eimer schudami. Ve im teima, ve rab yeichenen leslai ten kischi. So, lechere, eis rab yeichen hold teifus lebal choy, bemokim shechav lacherim, is loika. So he cannot learn pshat na mishnah that any yochel achzabe is al taloch of teivus lebalchoy, because he holds loikon. So he has to say pshat na mishnah like Rav Yirmiyah that ten kischi, but teivus Rav Yochanan holds ten lav kischi. So what did Rav Yochanan do with our mishnah? That's teivus kasha. Rav Yochanan less lay ten kischi, the kama beper kama debom mitziyah. Amagbiya mitziya lachaveiroi kone chaveiroi. He says, Amagbiya mitziya lachaveiroi kone chaveiroi. Vim taima mishnaseinu, te koma tenoli vloi omas choli. The Mishnah in Bob Mitziya is speaking about a person is riding on a behemoth, and he sees a mitziya. Doesn't want to go off the behemoth, so he tells a person tenoli. Give me the mitzia. So Yana goes and picks it up. Then it says he picks it up. He can have chalot to keep it for himself. So if you hold the magbi mitzia lechaveiroi, loikon lechaveiroi, so it's very good. Even though I picked it up for for the Reichiv, but he can, before he gives it to him, he can change his mind. Because a Magvim Mitzil Chavera loy kona Chavera. But Rabbi Yochanan says a Magvim Mitzil Chavera kona Chavera. Aye, why wasn't the Reichiv kona the Mitzil when Yene picked it up for him? Because he didn't say Scholi, he said Tnoli. In 10, Lav Keschi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says in Bob Metzia. So now we have a tremendous problem. So Rabbi Yochanan personally holds 10 Lav Keschi. So what did Rabbi Yochanan do with our Mishnah? It can't work out Teifus Labal Choyv, and it can't work out 10 Keschi. Agavuchad is a Geshmaka Teres, Achsamed, the Teisus Arosh says in Bob Metzia. Teisus doesn't say this Teres. But the Teisus HaRosh is a very Geshmaka Teres. The Teisus HaRosh says that you have to understand this person who was riding on the behemoth, he was perhaps too lazy to get off. But Leidach Gise, he did not want that the other person should know this is a Metziah. He was hoping for all practical purposes that the other is handing him over his chayfetz. He just says, you know, the chayfetz are, they can please hand it over to me. So there, he didn't mean to say zecholi, because zecholi is spilling the beans. And it's not mine. That's all he has to hear. So when he says noli to that person, he means hand it over. He doesn't mean bizoiche fakert, and he hopes the yenne should daher hand it over. It's mine. Just hand it over. So there, 10 is lav keschi. Over there, bedavke 10 is lav keschi. Because he doesn't want Yenna to have an inkling to think that it's not his. But all the time, let's say in our Mishnah, 10 keschi. This Teretz of Teisvitz are Roshas and Bob Metzir. But Teisvitz seems doesn't like that Teretz. Betiretz Rabbeinu Tam, bedavke heiche, bedas acheres, makna oisei, amrinen 10 keschi, veloi be Metzir. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, in our Mishnah, it's das acheres makne. The odin is being makne the shtashicha for the eved. Over there, when the person is roichev on the behemoth, so it's not his, it's not a das acheres makne, so then you don't say 10 kishri. Now, that's the, in words, we know the chilik. In lomdis, what is the chilik if it's das acheres makne, not das acheres makne? So, Taisva says, the Taisa Rosh says in Bab Metziyim, Vitz das acheres maknef, I makne to you, is ba'ayin yofe makne. So that means, I want you should get it as soon as possible. So when I'm giving a shtar shichon, I'm being makne, cheres, to the Ebed, so I'm doing it ba'ayin yofe. So memela, I want it should happen as soon as possible. I shouldn't be able to have charote. Then you say 10 kishri. If it's not das acheres maknes, you don't have the nesina over here. The kavona l'shem nesina. So then, I don't say that it should happen right away. Then you don't say 10 kishri. You need a hichocha that he wants, it should be zeicher right away. That is dafka with das acheres macht. Bim taima. L'manda omad le'tikon maimet shloshten ela b'pikon. Now, there's a machlekes further in the Gemara. Maimet shloshten is a takone darabono, which the Gemara calls it hilchese b'loy taime. That means the mechanics of maimet shloshten are very difficult to understand. The halach of maimet shloshten is, let's say, you have here Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven tells Shimon, Shimon has, let's say, a pekodin of Reuven. He says that this pekodin should be given to Levi. In Al-Taloch HaBayimet Shloshin, it belongs to Levi right away. Even though no kinyonim were done, but there was all three were standing there, Bayimet Shloshin, it becomes Levi's right away. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara, if the Haloch HaBayimet Shloshin was only said by a pekodin, that means by a chayfetz, that Reuven had by Shimon, or was it also said by Halvo, that Shimon owed Reuven money, so he says, pay Levi. That's a Levi is Zeich and the Chayv from Shimon. So if you hold, it's by halvo, so then Tosfos Kasha Bechlal doesn't begin. We'll go back to this. But if you hold that the holding of Maimed Shlosim was only said by a Pekodin, so Tosfos asks by a Pekodin, if we say 10 Kisri, so the whole accomplishment of Maimed Shlosim, when all three are standing, that Levi is Zeicher right away as Maimed Shlosim, we don't need the whole Maimed Shloshim to accomplish this. If 10 Pekodin Zula Pleini, we say 10 Kischi, so maybe automatically it belongs to Levi. So why do you need a Psanu Din of a Hilchus Abulay Taima of Maimed Shloshim? Bishloim, if the Aloch of Maimed Shloshim was said by Halvo, no Halvo, you can't be Zoichin Dalvo. It's very difficult how to be makna halvo. It's an intangible thing. You can't be zoicha halvo for yena. They were needed in the maimed shloshen. But if we hold that the only place where maimed shloshen help is by pekodin, so you don't need this whole procedure of maimed shloshen, 10 kisri, and automatically, Shimon will be zoicha for Levi. V'yeshloima, that's his kasha. In time of Lamandia, when I take a Maimed Shloshen, I love a Pekodin, my Itzachel is Saki Maimed Shloshen, why need a Takon of Maimed Shloshen? The Oma Bepilkin, that be Hilchese Beloi Taime, take a claim, Mishum de Ten, Kisri. So this Halacha works, it's a Poshet Halacha of Ten Kisri. Via Shloime, the Hutzachel is Saki and the Maimed Shloshen, the Koni, a Filuain a Pekodin biyad ha-Nifkat, she-iniach a Pekodin biyad ha-Cheir. Case number one, so that's very good. If Shimon is holding the Pekodin, so Mamele, may say 10 Pekodin Zula Levi, so then he's Eichet for Levi, after din of 10 Kischi. But what if the Pekodin is now not in the possession of Shimon, it's by someone else? So it's the din of 10 Kischi, it's not Shaykh, who should be Zaykh, he doesn't have the Pekodin. The Pekodin is lying by someone else. So in that case, we need this new Aloch of Maimed Shloshen, but Al Koponim, it belongs to Levi now, without a Maisa Kinyan. Case number one. Case number two, I'll tell you another Teretz. Oshay Yikna Afilu Bar Kochay Shal Nifkat, Kamei Shefarash Lekamon Be'ezras Hashem, the Konanami Bar Kochei. No, I'll tell you another case. This Shimon doesn't want to be Zeicha for Levi. 10 means Mitzad the Baal HaPikodin, I want you to be Zeicha. If I can, that's what you want. But the Nifkat could say, Ich bin Eichet HaMensch. I don't want to be Zeicha for him. Do something to me. I don't want to be Zeicha. So Memele, so if he doesn't want to be Zeicha, we say 10 Kischi. But if the Nifka does not want to be Zeicher for Levi, Levi won't be Zeicher in the Chayfetz. There's a din of Maimed Shloshen that Bal Kolchay Shal Nifka, if we have this Maimed of all three standing together, the Pekodin belongs to Levi automatically. Birtzayne Shal Nifka, Shalai Birtzayne Shal Nifka. So that's why we need this new Takana of Maimed Shloshen. Vim Taima, Umas Nisan Delekamo, Tnumana Lepleini Umeis. Later there's a Mishnah, Tnumana Lepleini Umeis, Yitnu La'achamise. So even though he died, Tachsmir the Mekabel died, is Yitnu La'achamise because he was Zeich already. Or La'achamise is Hanoisein. Yitnu La'achamise because he was Zeich already. Umuki La'arav Zvid, B'mai Med Gimel. And that is why the he was Eiche. A mile in Meforish time with the Masnishin Mishum 10 Kisri. Why didn't the Gemara want to say out 10 Kisri? Va'oimar Rabbeinu Tam, the 10 loy havi Kisri, elek shem moise loy hadovo miyad liyad. A new klal. Rabbeinu Tam is saying klolim. That the halacha of 10 kishi that I say, that I translate, that 10 does not mean give over. 10 means bizoiche, this is a tife kavon in 10, this is only if the noisen bishasi said 10, he gave it over to the shliach, If he gave it over, miyad, liyad, then I say ten kischi. But if Yenna had it already, and I say ten leplaini, then we don't say ten kischi. Now, what is the svar of this? Now we have another klal in ten kischi, nira mesire miyad liyad. So the Gos Oshri by us says, Perish, given the Mosa, the Nosan, Chayfetz La'acha, he gave it over, Bekvayde Ba'atzmai, Ba'ayin Yofe Yoivle. Baiter Ayin Yofe. That means I'm giving it over, so you see my intent, how much I want it should belong to Yenna, so then I want it should be Zeicher right away. So another klal. So Ten Keschi was only said if Mosa Loi Miyad Liyad. Umas Nisan in that mission of Tnumana Leploini Lemashmed the Mayri Bahochi. Venicha Hashtu the Bab Metziah Gabi Metziah. So now, wait, the Rabbi Yochanan, basically first wanted to say a chilik between Dasacheres Makne. Now we have a new guideline in Ten Kisri. Ten Kisri was only said if there was a Mesire Miyad Liyad. So over there, and the Gemara Bab Metziah, Reicha Bagabi Behemah, the Ros HaMetziah, V'Oma Tenli, so there was no Mesire Miyad Liyad. That, such a ten, without a Mesire Miyad Liyad, means give, not Schi. And also, Vutzuch Nami L'Sakin, Mai Mitzlosh, and the Kona, Afo Pisha, Mufkat, B'Yodim, B'Koidim, L'Chein. Afo Gavdo, Osam, Le'Havi, Ten, Kischi. So now it's for effort also the kasha, why do you need my mitzloshten? Let it work out ten kisri. So Taisu says, I'll tell you push the teretz, if it was already by the nitka. I'm not giving it over to him. So there the halach of ten kisri, the ten, there the ten means give over. Not bizoiche. The halach of my mitzloshten, it was, all three are standing there. So the third person is kaine, even though there's no lumdis of ten kischi, afapikain is kaine out the din of my mitzlosht. Va'oi perish Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Rabbeinu Tam is going, telling us klolim in the halacha of ten kischi. He wants to say now, that be'emison, by matone, we do not say bechlal ten kischi. The shichul evet, that's what we have in our Gemara, that shichul evet, we say ten kischi, because the shichul evet, havi ki ein milve. This is just like, this is equivalent to a milve. Damrinem bei tein vohoilich kischi. Now Tosfos is saying a new yisod, that the halacha of ten kischi was only said if I owe him something, so then I want he should be zeiche right away on what I owe him. But if I want to give someone something and there's no debt to him, so then ten means give it over to him. He says that what we say that his intent is to be memayer, and he should be zeicher right away that is dachke if there's a he's indebted to him. So then we say ten kischi. So now Taisa says shichu mistame he was meshacher because he's indebted to him. The shichu ilav the ovid leinayich nafshe lehave meshacher le. He wouldn't have been meshacher it. Mishem hochi choshev kechoiv da amrinem beiten kischi. So now the Rabbi Natan is saying a new yisoy that only by choiv we say ten kischi and not by matone. In shichu is equivalent to choiv. Umedavdek Rabbi Natan v'yesh chilik bei matone lemilde. Tetanina lekamon hoilech mone leploini shani chayiv loy. Ten mone leploini shani chayiv loy. V'chein bepikodin. Chayiv v'chiyusoy. So by all these three dinim, the halacha is if it got lost before the malva received it, or before the mafkid received it, is chayiv v'chiyusoy. So the loive has is chayev b'chayes. That means we don't say that, well, the malbi was eichen it already, so it's your hard luck. The money got lost. It's your money that got lost. No, legabi achayes advorim. The loive is still chayev b'chayes till the malva will receive it. The nifkad is chayev b'chayes till the mafkid will receive it. But the imbo lachzer, but what happens if nothing happened to it? The loive said hoylech or 10 mone leploini, and then later the loive changes his mind. I don't want to pay him up yet. I changed my mind. So he tells the shliach, give me back the money. So the Gemara says, no, you can't be chayza. 10 kischi, hoylech kischi. So we see by milve, we say 10 kischi. Alma b'choyv, abi hoylech kischi. The gabi matone paskinen behedye besayf pirkin, kirapshimen hanosi, the hoylech lav kischi. So we see there's a difference between milve, when he owes him, and he's indebted to him, then we say, ten kischi. Masha enkein, if he's not indebted to him, amatone, then we say, ten hoylech lav kischi. So the vile Taisvis is bringing a raya that hoylech, is lav kischi by matone, that's a gemara in Seif Pirkin, and hoylech is kischi by milde. V'chein b'reisha sheleich, omar shliach matone kishliach haget, a shliach matone is like shliach haget, v'hoylech lav kischi. And hoylech is lav kischi. So we have here two gemaras, that matone is worse than halvo. The Gemara Nasheleach, that hoylech is lav kischi, and the Gemara in Seif Pirkin, that hoylech is lav kischi. So the Baal we see, that matone by hoylech is worse than milve. Vekiven the hoylech lav kischi, now Taisha says, if hoylech is lav kischi, ten nami lav kischi. Ten is also lav kischi. The e havi kischi b'matone k'mega b'milve pekon. If we'll say ten is different, ten I say afilu by matone is kischi, a might non ten. So why does it say by milve? It says by milve. Taisus botan hoylech l'mona l'ploini shani chayiv loim. K'molach zerein echayzer. No. No, hoylech mona l'ploini shani chayiv loim. 10 mona leploini shani chayiv loy. So there it says two cases. So if we will say that the lotion of 10 means always schi afilu by matone, that's pranagamor, 10 kischi. So why do you have to say by milve that 10 kischi? If madach hoylech kischi, which by matone hoylech is lav kischi, is abadigiv is 10, which by matone is kischi, abadigiv is will be kischi by milve. A might nan ten the kiven the kvarish minon the filo hoylech kischi kolsh kein ten kischi the filo b'matone havi kischi. So zaraye the b'matone you don't say ten kischi. So memelo. So now we have a new mahalach to find for the kasha by mitzloshten and why do you need my mitzloshten? Because I got news for you. By matone there's not enough ten kischi. The whole halacha of ten kischi is only by chayv. And in our Mishnah, that we say ten kischi, b'shicha is also a chayv. D'i lehava obid leinayich nafshei, lehava mishachelei. So therefore we say ten kischi. I saw the shiur from Rav Shmuel, he brings down from the Machna Frayim. The Machna Frayim asks, in our Mishnah it says, two cases, 10 getzeli ishti, ishtashicha zela avdi. Now, by 10 getzeli ishti, why can he be chayza? Because ein chov lodam ela befonov. Frek the machna freim, according to the rabbeinu tam, afilu, it wouldn't be a chayv. But the whole din of 10 kischi was only said by Milve, when he's shuldig, he's not shuldig his wife again. That's for sure. So Memele, so that's the Memele the Kikasha for the Machna Ephraim. Our Mishnah is coming to explain why by get is Yochel Achzabay, because ain't Chovin Lord Amela Bafono. Afila wouldn't be Yochel, but there's no din of 10 Kisri. If our whole Mishnah is only working because of the Allah of 10 Kisri, 10 Kisri, the Rabbeinu Tam said is only by Milvah. So by get it won't help. So why do you need this Yisod? And Chavin Lodom, and then it's Achayv, and he's Master Thomas Oynis, and we're going to say explanations why it's Achayv. Forget about Achayv. If he's not sure, the car I get, so my man, we don't say ten kishchi. B'ri hevi raya mitisefte. This Yisod that Rabbi Netam had said, that there's a chilek between a milve and a matone. So the Ribbon arrived on the Tesefta. The Tony Behedye, 10 mona leploini, shani chayiv loy, oi pekodn she yesh loy biyodi vichain hailach, ein oi chayzer. He can't be chayzer. He can't change his mind. Why? Because 10 kishri. The chayiv bachi yusan. And he's chayiv bachi before he gets it. 10 mona is a leploini, ten shtam matone is a leploini, hailach. Oh, so lachzer, yachzer, he could be chayzer. Schaim on his ula ployni, skabam on his ula ployni, oh, so lachzer, lo yachzer. So the fair is schay, so then there's nothing what to talk about. Or his skabam is also loshen of schriya. Alme tanye behedye de bematone loyhavi ten kisri. So we see klor that bematone, we don't say ten kisri, a riot to the rabbi Natan. Zog die Gemara weiter. We had Rabbi Yirmiya brought down a member of Rabbi Yochanan, Teufis lebalchoy bemokim shechav lacherem loikon. So Omar Avchizde, this shaila, a teufis lebalchoy bemokim shechav lacherem, bonu lemachloikis Rabbi Leza v'rabon. So Rav Chizde said, this is a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan's din, which Rabbi Yochanan said for Dover Poshet, HaTayfis L'Bachay B'mokim She'achav L'Acherim, is loikon, is a machlokes tanoim. This nan, we learned a Mishnah in Peye, Mi She'liket Es HaPeye, V'ma Harei Zu L'Ploini Oni. So a person is picking up Peye, and he wants to be Zoiche for this Oni. Rabbi Elazar oimer zochaloi, v'chachomim oimrim yitnenu la'oni anim tzorish. He's not zoiche, and he has to give it to the first orama. So, how did Rav Chizde learn pshat? Let's first see Rashi. Mi shalike, balabayis osher, shalike tesapeye, v'haynu mokem shechav laniyim, here it's chav laniyim. And Memele, so we have a machloikis, and he's picking it up for a certain money, and it's chav to other ani. Agavulche, Rab Reuven says pshat, here it's very good, I feel according to the Ramban also. Because in Matnas Aniyim, the Aniyim have already a schus moment in the Matnas Aniyim. It's not like Metziah that the Ramban says that no one has a schus in it, it's not called I'm afkiya momenis from him. No one has a schus in the Metziah. Matnas Aniyim, the Aniyim have schusay momen in the Matnas Aniyim. It's a momen ashevet azah, that they have schusay momen in it. So if I'm taking it for an oni proti, I'm afkir the schusim from the other Aniyim. So this is a case of teufis lebalchoy, bemokim shechav lacherem. Rabbi Lezer says zoche, and the chomim say, they're not zoiche. So he's timing it's a machlikus tanoi. Omar ameima, viteime rav pope, dilme loihi. Now, I wish to disagree with you, that could be, this is not the machlikus tanoi. Ad ka leka omar rabbi lezer hosom, that the oni is zoiche, ele demigu, di boi mafkilu le nichse, vahavi oni vechozilei. That means, ובגלל זוכל אלה נפשי, זוכי לחבלה. אבל הוכל לא. So Rapope is saying that here that doesn't go into the ghetto of Teufis Labal Chayv. Here we could say, Migo di boy zochi lenavshe. I, this person, is a osher muflik, hakdi bizoche matnes aniyim. But there's another Migo, di Migo di boy mafke nichse. The chosile, he could be mafke's nachosim. By being mafke's nachosim, then he'd be eligible to be zoche matnes aniyim. So then we could say, Migo di boy zochi lenavshe, zochi nami lechavre. So the way we mentioned before from Ravun, it's not called Chav Lacherim. I can take it for myself. Who says it? So my mele from Rabbi Lezer, you don't see Teufis Labal Choy v'mokim Shechav Lacherim. His kone could be here, it's not Teufis Labal Choy. Here it is, you can say, Migo di zochi lenavshe, zochi nami lechavre. I believe he's an oisha, Migo di boy mafke lenichse v'avoni. Vatsim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, Vatsim Zach, if you have, let's say, three malvis, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they're all malvis to Yehuda, and Yehuda owes each one of them $100, so then Reuven could be Zeiche for Shimon. And here there's no problem of Teufis Labachay Mokim Shechav Lachayim, because here we have Migu de Zochila Nafshi Zochina Melechav. I can take it for myself, so I can take it for Shimon. So Mamil, that's what the Rapop is saying. From a Beleza, you don't see Teufis Labal Choyf Kone. Could be here it's speaking about the reason he can be Zeiche, because two Migus, Migu de Boy Mavke Nifse, and Migu de Iboy Zochila Nafshi. So that's a mail from Rabbi Lezer, you don't see konech haveri. Va'at kan leikomri rabbonon osom, the rabbonon. He says, from the rabbonon, we see that what the rabbonon say leikomri. So they see rabbonon old kloy, don't say teufis labal choy, the mokim shechav lachem. Rabbonon zichar like Rabbi Yochanan. No, it's also on the right. Va'at kan leikomri rabbonon osom, el dechsiv leiselakeit looni. Is a lav, leiselakeit loy laoni, avol hocheloy. Is a beferish a lav, you're not permitted to be malakit for an oni. So that is why the oni isn't kaine. Let's see Rashi, leiselakeit laoni. Now this is not enough in the posik, no. Samchinu rachmona leiselakeit. Then it says, loni v'lager tazei v'isa. The darshin in smuchim loiselaket ato letzayrech haoni. The Torah made a law that one should not be malaket for an oni. So that is the svara of the chachamim. Now let's just finish the gemara. The Rabbi Loza who holds that you could be zoiche for an oni, highly selakit my ovid lay, be boile lahazil la oni al shaloi. That he learns le selakit la oni, oni haroi little paya, a person who owns a field. And he's eligible to take paya for himself because he's an oni after his field. V'yesh le sode, he's hirei akosav leniach bo paya. The selaket la'oni, the lahazir ha'oni al shaloi. The pasuk is telling an oni, you're not allowed to take payah. From where? From your own field. So that's what Rabbi Lezer does with the loy selaket la'oni. And the chachomim, they have a different drosh of loy selaket la'oni. One is not permitted to be malakit for a oni. It's allowed to be malakit for an oni. Dilma lehi. Now let's go. So the Gemara, Rapope wants to be matre. Rav Chisda had said that this is a machlekes tanoi. Dilma lehi. So he says it's no machlekes tanoi. So what is he saying? It could be Rabbi Lezer holds a teifis lebalchoy v'loikon. Here it's migud the zochi lenafshe. could be the Chachamim hold a teifis lebal choyv is kind. And here there's a leisalak. Tichuyi baalmi, barapapa isle behedye, teifis lebal choyv, bemokim shechav lacherim loikone. But he's just saying there's no raya from the Chachamim. There's no raya from the Chachamim that the Chachamim hold, like, I hold like Kone, but there's no raya. It could be they hold Kone. And here it's Alta Loi Salaki, it's Lo'oni. I think Abba Kevege is Ma'ira. Abba Kevege is Ma'ira as follows. That the Emerson, Rav Papa's Dichui, Rav Chisdobank, you know, there's Machlekes Tanoim, Teifes Lebal Choyv, Rabbi Lezalz Kone, Tcham Hovloi Kone. How's Rav Chisdish Tiktayla? So Rav Papa said, Rabbi Yisra, I got news for you. This has nothing to do with Teifes Lebal Choyv. First of all, it's Migad Ezochi Lenafsh. And that's the Sfor of Rabbi Lozo. Now, if it's Migad Ezochi Lenafsh, so what's the Sfor of the Chachamim? It's Migad Ezochi Lenafsh. So what's the Sfor of the Chachamim? Salav Loi Salakit Loni. Nu Lav. So Memele, so Teisvi, so Rabbi Kevege, it's not a Dichui. Rav Papa came and said, this parsha of climbing leket for an oni has nothing to do with Teifes Lebal Choy, period. Here this Migad Ezochi Lenafshe. This is not Teifes Lebal Choy. This is Migad Ezochi Lenafshe. So Memele, the Tanakame, Rabbi Leze, it's Migad Ezochi Lenafshe. And the Chachamim, so why didn't they hold Migad Ezochi Lenafshe? Because they have a Pasuk. Like Salakit Loni. What does Rabbi Leze do with the Pasuk? There's something else with the Pasuk. So Tanya Tabba Kevege, it's not a Dichui Balmitz. It's Ernst Zachendo. It's nothing to do with Rav Papa. Rav Papa is talking about Teifes Lebal Choy. But here Rav Papa said, this is not Teifes Lebal Choy. This is Migad Ezochi Lenafshe. Which has nothing to do with Teifes Lebal Choy. And Migad Ezochi Lenafshe, Ezochi Nami Lechavrei. So Memele said this has nothing to do with Teifes Lebal Choy. This is here's Migad Ezochi Lenafshe, and the Talmud Chachamim is also Pasuk of Lo Yisalak. That's Rabbi Kevege's Taina. So Memele, you can't say Rapopo L'shitoso is good. Rapopo doesn't fit in here, because this is not Teifes Lebal Choy, this is Migad Ezochi Lenafshe. Ela Dersiv Lo Yisalak Et Lo'oni. Bim Taima. A man di ob per kam de tmure kom mil se dama achmon le sabe dem ovid mahani im kein a kon hani. So what is shat the gemara? The gemara is saying that what you know what the svar of the chachamim is, because it's a lav le salak et loni, and sure this is a lav. You're talking from a raid and the chachamim says like kone. So if you hold kol Milsadom Achmon Ali Savid the Ovid Loi Mahani. So fine. So that's why. But if you hold the Ovid Mahani, Ba'ova Memre the Rachmone, so what Psha'an the Chachomim? So that's why I'm going to the Kekash. Vishloima, the Hoche Bosalei Selaket, Ksiv Lo'oni Velager Taze Ba'isom, Mashme the Loi Kali. That means, if it says Lo'oni Velager Taze Ba'isom, I said you have to leave it over. So it's like it la'oni, and you leave it over for an oni to take it. So vayis tachoyis klo that he's not koine. So what's pshat? So here we have a beferish gilui hakro that he offered le'mahani. Here we have a beferish gilui hakro. Bim taime v'neilach mahoche ba'almed agbi metzir l'chaveiroi le'kona chaveiroi. So Tosafos says, so let's learn here it's agbi metzir l'chaveiroi. So let's learn now from here, Magbi Mitzil Lachabeira, Lekon Lachabeira, not from the Pasuk. So Rabbi Kevege says he doesn't understand the Kasha. He says, there's a klal called, Kol Milsa Dom Achmon Olei Savad Yovid Mahani, Yovid Loi Mahani. One man Yom Holz, Yovid Loi Mahani. The Torah said Loi Savad, Loi Savad means not only you're not allowed to, you can't. That's the Torah said Loi Savad. Afilu, according to the man Yom that says Yovid Mahani, but if you have a gili akro, so the gili akro means here loiselaket loni means you can't be malaket for an oni. Not only not allowed to, you can't. Aber gewei geschehme Shemaim. So here you have a lot of leisalakit loni, and here a gili yakod that this leisalakit not only means you're not allowed, it means you can't. But this is a, so I'm saying, I make me mitzir chavei reikon lechavei. You have a lot over there. You have a lot to tell you in that kind of, here have a befeirish a lot, and I have a gili yakod that leisalakit means you're not, you're unable to be malakit. That's how we gewei discussion. Until now, more about the agreement to have a lot of people. A component doesn't understand this discussion. Ishloime the Achisvaru, Ishloi Zochsa, Teira, Laoni, Almasha, Kal Echad, Malaki, the Teira Chatzme. So Taisa says, here there's a new Svarin Gansin. Pshat is, it's an Oni, can only be Zoicha Matnes Anim if he takes it himself. For another person to take it from, he's like an Osher. That means the whole Schus of Matnes Anim, Taisa is a Pshat. A new philosophical svarim loisalakit laoni that this chusei haoni are only when he takes it himself. You can't, someone can't take it for you. So this has nothing to do with magbiyah mitziya. Olaf chizde de meforesh oche de tamayi de rabono mishum de teifes lebal choyv loikoni. Rav Chizde says that what Rav Chizde doesn't learn out loisalakit. Rav Chizde says, Mishim Taifis Labal Choy Vlaikoni, Ikalemeima de Mahoch Yalev. And he learns out from him. So Lachayra, what does Taisus mean? So Lachayra Taisus means to say like this. I think Rabbi Kevega is a problem as follows. That the machlik is a bay of a rove, yovid mahani, yovid loy mahani. The rove holds yovid loy mahani. A bay holds yovid mahani. So it seems, so Taisus is going, according to Rav Chizde, the time is of Taisus labal choy vloikoni. So how did he know this? Ikalameima de mahochi yalev. So Rabbi Kivege Dachsma says the whole thing only makes sense if Rav Chizde holds like Abaye. Rav Chizde holds the Ovid Mahani. So Memelin, here we see Loi Mahani. Why not? Oh, it's a Raya Tevis Lobal Choyv Loi Kone. So he says, why should you say such a thing that Rav Chizde holds like Abaye? I mean, according to Rav, you don't have any Raya whatsoever. According to Rav, the Lomdus is Alts Yovid Loi Mahani. So there's nothing but to talk about. Taisus has problems if he holds the Ovid Mahani, so why is this different? So Taisus had to say, Psalomdis, and according to Rav Chizde, this is the Lomdis. He says, but how should you say this is the Makur of Rav Chizde? That would have to say that Rav Chizde holds like a Bayim, Mustama, we pass, like Rav.